from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Some shows talk about one team.
Other shows barely talk sports. This show
will talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! and Bucks.
Yeah! Every day, this show will talk sports.
Every day, it's Wisconsin Sports Daily.
With Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM, The Fan.
There we go. See, I've worked in radio since, what, 1994? Still don't know how to turn on my own microphone. See? That is just amazing. I'll tell you a quick behind the scenes of what just happened. So right before we went on the air with Wisconsin Sports Daily, I was sitting at another microphone doing the Curt and Long podcast with Ryan Horvath. Like, we got done 5 minutes before the show started. So I got done. I came over here getting my sound ready from the Bucks game and stuff last night to play. And I still had the same pod up, which was a different microphone, and I had the main microphone I usually use for the show potted down. So I turn it on, I start talking, I don't hear myself. I look over at the levels, they're barely moving. What in the world? And then I figured out I had the wrong mic on. There you go. Happy Wednesday. We're off to a great start. Okay, so lots to get to on today's show. Obviously, we'll talk about the Bucks and that whole thing last night, which was truly amazing, what we saw last night in the Bucks game. We'll lead off talking about that. We're also going to get into the Brewers and what's going on with the Brewers. We'll do that once the Brewers game is done. Right now, they're winning 3-0, bottom of 7. Willy Adames with a solo homer to get them from 2-3 in that one. Colin Ray with a shutout performance. Several good innings from Colin Ray, so that was good. But we'll talk about that fiasco that was last night's game and really the last three games for the Milwaukee Brewers once, like I said, Brewers and Rays are done. Also going to talk about Badger spring football practice. Jake Kokorowski of Badger Extra and the Wisconsin State Journal join us in the last segment of the show to get his thoughts on spring football. A lot of new faces in Madison. A lot of familiar faces gone. That has been a constant theme under Luke Fickell since he's taken over here, now going into year two. New quarterback possibly starting for the Badgers as well. So lots to talk to Jake Kokorowski about, again, coming up at about 4:40 or so. So looking forward to that. All right, let's start out talking about this Milwaukee Bucks team that yesterday on the show, when we talked about that game last night, the conversation was, you know, I just don't see them winning. But it was, look, yeah, how do they win? They win if, you know, Indiana goes cold shooting the three. That's how they end up winning. And if that happens, then they can figure out a way to win this game. And sure enough, the Pacers come out shooting the basketball really well, which was great. They're 6 of 11 or what it was. Then once the second quarter started, it was like their talent got zapped from them and they forgot how to shoot the three. And that pretty much persisted the rest of the game. And because of that, the Bucks were not only able to win, but kind of win in convincing fashion in this one, which obviously is encouraging for everybody. Now, it just wasn't the fact that they couldn't make threes. You still had to have solid performances from different players in that basketball game in order for the Bucks to get a win. And one of the guys that you got a really big performance was from was this guy.
I actually celebrate when I get double bogeys sometimes. It depends on the course.
Yeah, good time of year.
Yes. Count it. You can celebrate that.
Okay.
Take a bow. Yeah. A little too short. Huh? Too small.
Too short with a bow.
And of course, that whole deal with Pat Beverly last night was all over social media. I haven't seen it as much this morning on social media, but saw it last night all over the place. Everybody fell in love with that play. We talked about last night on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show, served up by Wendy's. What was your favorite moment of the game? That was my favorite moment of the game for certain. No question, that was my favorite. Charlie's favorite, Chicago Charlie's favorite moment of the game was right away at the beginning.
Well, you remember when Miles Turner dunked on him in the third quarter? He comes out of the gate with some payback in mind. I'm mad. I want revenge.
That is such a great highlight by Marcus Johnson. He's doing his whole, I'm mad. I want revenge. And you all were just screaming your lungs out defense at the same time. Man, that's just such a great highlight, courtesy of Bally Sports Wisconsin. And that, you know, as was pointed out last night, that was kind of the tone setter for the basketball game for the Bucks. Kind of like, we're here, this is our house, and we plan on whooping you. And that's how this is going to go. And they were physical. They were swarming defense. They were switching way more than they had earlier and during the series that I think kind of threw the Pacers off a little bit of how Doc decided to attack them. But again, you talk about a series, it's adjustments, game to game. Something that drove us nuts with Bud. Well, in this series here, Kyle Lowe's made his adjustments. Doc is attempting to make adjustments as well on his side. And now all of a sudden, you know, it's 3-2, but there is still more to talk about and more good stories to talk about as well. Like, what about this dude right here? Out of nowhere to somewhere again, finally.
He crosses over, looking for his teammates. How about Pease again?
Deserve that one. Back-to-back threes with a little boogie to boot.
That is huge. That is just huge. If you go back two games, I think it was two games, Beasley played, what, 5 minutes in that first half and then sat the second half. And they asked Doc after the game, hey, man, what with Beasley? He didn't look good. So I didn't put him back out there. I'll give him more chances. Okay. And now here, the last couple of games, Beasley shooting the ball better. Now, defensively, he is what he is. But offensively, if Malik Beasley can give you three or four threes in a playoff game, that's money. That is absolute money as far as being that complimentary role piece and serving your purpose. That's really all you're asking for. Nobody's asking for Malik Beasley to give you 20 or 25. You're simply asking for Malik Beasley to knock down a couple of threes and keep them honest and having to, you know, kind of be near you so you don't get a wide open three, and that helps open up the lane a little bit. So that was great to see. Now, can he continue that shooting over to the next game in Indiana coming up tomorrow night, 5:30 tip? We'll find out. You know, we talked about this on the Green and Growing podcast with Nathan Marzian and myself. We recorded that last night as soon as the game was over. Hey, how about it? How about it? Sorry to break up the party, but Willy Adames, three-run jack for the Brewers. There you go, Willie. Second home run of the day. 408 feet. And the Brewers up 7-0 now in the seventh. Willie freaking Adames. Get it. There you go. Yeah, we'll get more into the Brewers after, but sorry. This is the problem with me having a TV on in here. I get easily distracted. Every other show, I think, so far, I've had both TVs off in the studio, which the bosses probably wouldn't like, because why do we spend money to have TVs in here if you're not going to watch them? But I get very distracted. But for the Brewers game today, I wanted to have it on in case, you know, the ump show took over again today, so I would know what I'm yelling about after this one. So, very good. Hey, Willy Adames having a big game. All right, back to what I was talking about. So, when you have these role players, if they do what they're supposed to do and what you ask, like Beasley, it takes pressure off of Middleton to have to do everything. It takes pressure off of Giannis or Lillard to have to do anything, right? Because then, okay, I get to where I'm going. I trust he's going to hit the shot and I'll kick it. But if you don't trust your teammate that he's going to make a shot, what's going to happen? You're going to try and force up a shot that may not be the best of shots, may not be the best of attempts, but if you don't feel like you can trust anybody around you for making a shot and you feel like you have to do it all yourself, that's when we have one-on-one basketball. That's when the ball stops swinging around. That's when the ball gets stuck in somebody's hands and doesn't move because that player doesn't trust his teammates and thinks he has to do it all himself. Now, some players are just black holes that just don't pass regardless of who their teammates are, but a lot of times, that's what it is. It leads to trust issues. And in this series, without Giannis and now without Middleton, without Doc, or Middleton, Doc Rivers, without Damian Lillard, Chris Middleton has been that guy without question.
Chris Middleton, corner shots. He's got 14 points, and the Bucks' first lead since it was 14-11.
Yeah, and they were down 8, the Bucks, to end that first quarter, and they've come out in this second quarter with magnificent composure.
Magnificent composure, indeed. I want to bring up a stat, and we actually got into this as well on Green and Growing. I'm all messed up today. Sorry. This is from the Twitter account NBA University. It's NBA underscore University. I don't know if y'all follow this account or not, but they have a ton of followers. 171,000. How about this stat? Chris Middleton shot 58.5% in the mid-range this season. 6% better than MPJ, who's second, and 7% better than KD, who is third. Now shooting over 60% from mid-range in the playoffs, dude was built to get tough buckets against tough defenses. Per NBA.com, Chris Middleton had the best mid-range field goal percentage of any player, minimum 150 field goal attempts in a season in the database since they started keeping this stat in the 1996-97 season. All-time mid-range season getting even better in the playoffs. Magical stuff. All that to say, Chris Middleton is good. He's great in the mid-range, obviously. And that's what he's been. You know, his nickname, Cash Money. Dude, when that ball leaves his hands 9 out of 10 times, you think it's going in. That's pretty. And that is a huge deal. So that makes you feel good. I'd like to play for you a Gallinari highlight. I don't have any. Having said that, dude played, 21 minutes last night? And gave you solid minutes. Nothing special. But as Doc Rivers pointed out after the game, handled the ball pretty good. Was able to help beat the pressure. Played okay defense. Then they put him at the podium. I still think that's funny today that they put him at the podium. Either way. But that was good. You got something out of a guy who you got nothing out of since you dealt for him. Or since you signed him. So from that perspective, that was a positive too. And then there is Bobby freaking Portis. Bobby Portis. Well, Bobby Portis got kicked out of the last game about 7 minutes in. Wasn't pretty. Then, earlier yesterday, he addressed the team. Apologized. Said some words to the team. Team all seemed to think he was good. Doc Rivers in postgame said he had Vin Baker go talk to Bobby Portis. On their off day, I think it was. Vin Baker came back and said, hey, he's good. Don't worry about him. He's fine. So then Doc, in his press conference last night, said, told his coaches, leave him alone. He's good. We got it. Let's go. And he wanted to see if Bobby Portis was going to come out and be passive and not be as aggressive and try not be that emotional type guy that he normally is, or how would he play? And he wasn't passive. He really didn't change. He was aggressive, was trying to get his shot, the whole deal. That, to me, is a good sign. The next question is, will he do it on the road in Indiana? Because he's not been the same player on the road.
Really so big in the first half. Bobby Portis back and down. Siakam gets it to fall. And Bobby's got a new playoff career high. 23 points.
Bobby gives the too short signal.
Bucks basketball. Talk about responding. Talk about rebounding.
Bobby doing work. That's that. Too short. Blow the whistle. Yeah.
So the Bucks get the win. That highlight courtesy of Bally Sports Wisconsin, Byington, and Marcus Johnson on the call. The Bucks get the win. Feeling good about yourself as a Bucks fan. I was surprised. I don't know about y'all, but I was surprised. I was not surprised by how good the crowd was. I thought the crowd was very good. Towels looked good. Y'all going crazy, chanting defense, getting into the game. That was good, too. I was a fan of all that. My question is this. Are you a believer now? Are you a believer that this Bucks team can win this series? Did they flip it for you to make you think that they have enough to get this done? Now, we have not talked about Doc's comments yet about what he said about Damian Lillard and Giannis last night. We'll do that coming up next. But did the Bucks make you a believer of them last night? Because if we're being honest, most were not believers of them going into the game last night. So are you a believer now? Do you think I can get full phone lines of Bucks fans that say, oh yeah, Spark, I'm in, I'm on it, I believe. Do you think that happens? We'll see. 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM, the Fan, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. And don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. They won last night, which means you win today. You get to within 24 hours of a Bucks victory to go get yourself a free small frosty, chocolate, or orange dreamsicle. Still wish they had a swirl of that. I think it would be unbelievably delicious. Either one. So go over to Wendy's, get yourself a mid-afternoon snack. Sneak out of the office, go get yourself a small frosty for free. Just tell them in the drive-thru if you go in, hey, Bucks won last night, can I get my free small frosty, please? And then
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Hey, we'll hook you up.
The lead is 20.
Give me that.
Collins hit with a monster block and an exclamation point to end the third. Ticket to game 6.
Even Pat Connaughton did something. Even Pat Connaughton, who's been the farthest thing from playoff Pat this entire series. Even Connaughton got going. I really shouldn't say going. But he hit a basket. It's nice. Something, right? But that's what you're looking for. You're looking for your role players to do something. All right, like courtesy of Bally Sports Wisconsin. It is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Chicago Charlie, who got a big whole welcome today in our staff meeting. It was a whole big deal. They had his picture up on the screen, all this different stuff. And then when he talked, all the ladies in the room were like, ooh, listen to his voice. Man, oh man, did you had him eating right out of the palm of your hand, Chicago Charlie.
It was fun getting to meet everybody. I haven't got to meet a lot of people at the station or around the station a lot yet, so it was nice to get to talk to everybody.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, and put on a nice little spread, and it was fun. It was good. They had a paper, rock, scissors tournament at the start of the meeting. First meeting I've ever been in that I had a paper, rock, scissors tournament, and immediately I got taken out by Charlie in the very first round. Out I went. Charlie made it to the next person, then out he went, and that was the end of both of us representing WSSP in the paper, rock, scissors tournament, but it was fun. Bucks get the win last night over the Indiana Pacers. Game 6 now tomorrow night, 5:30 tip time for that one in Indiana. Immediately following the final buzzer, you make the switch to 1250 AM, The Fan, for the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show, served up by Wendy's. Asking you, are you a believer? Are you a believer in this Milwaukee Bucks basketball team now after that game last night? Have you changed your opinion? Have you changed your mind that these guys are for real and think now that maybe, just maybe, they can steal this series? Corey, Southside, you're next on Wisconsin Sports Daily. What's up, Corey?
Hey, how you doing, Sparky? Man, it's great to be back on the radio calling in. It's great to hear your voice again. I know you've been back for a little bit, but it's my first time calling back.
Spread the word, Corey. We got to tell everybody so we can keep this thing going.
Oh, man. I love hearing you guys back on the radio, man, talking Wisconsin sports, man. I love it. I was at the game last night, and when Brooke Lopez came out, man, I mean, that set the tone. But I remember you talking earlier, my favorite moment of the game is where Malik Beasley goes up for that layup, goes straight at Haliburton. And then, I call him Haliburton, sorry.
That's okay.
he goes up and he flexes on him. And, you know, he gives him the, you know, flexing, pointing at his muscles and everything like that. That was my favorite moment of the game. And there was a point in the third quarter when we went on like a little second run and Indiana was forced to call a timeout. I had these loud, drunk, belligerent, young Pacer fans behind me.
Ugh.
And I turn around and I say, you guys coming back for game seven? And they're like, yeah, we live down the road, so we'll probably be here.
Pacers fans that live here? What?
I don't know if they're like college kids or something. Maybe they go to Marquette.
Could
but
be.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure. But, man, I got caught up in a moment. I got caught up in a moment, and I turned around and I said, you guys coming back for game seven? And they said they were going to. So that right there, when you ask, do the Bucks make you a believer? Do they make you think that maybe, just maybe, they could come back and win the series? My answer is absolutely yes. But I just got to control my emotions, because I've seen this movie before where a team makes us believe that, you know, we can win a championship, or we can get there, or we can get to the finals, or we can go to the Super Bowl or whatever, and then we get our hearts crushed. You know what I mean? But so I'm not going to ride the high too high, and I'm not going to ride the low too low. I know what's ahead of us coming Thursday night. It is going to be a mountain to climb. We had a mountain to climb coming into last night. We started climbing the mountain. We got a long way to go. And, man, I see it really hard to do without either Giannis or Dame. And I'm hoping to get some good news from these injuries reports coming up with the next couple of days. It's going to be really tough, man. Hopefully I'll go to game seven, and we'll see what happens. Like I said, I love that you're back on the radio. We miss you.
Well, Corey,
loves you.
I appreciate all the love that you're giving. I will tell you, I got the little spreadsheet from the NBA last night. If the Knicks and Sixers go to game seven and the Bucks and Pacers go to game seven, it's going to be Saturday. But they already have the Knicks and Pacers in that first time slot at six, which means that game for the Bucks would be Saturday night late again at either 8:30 or 9 o'clock probably.
Oh, man, that would be awesome, because I think, you know, Indiana didn't look comfortable, and I was like, this is a really late start. I know I'm not getting home till midnight, but I was just like, you know what? I was like, maybe that may have something to do with the Bucks, you know, like time slots or whatever.
Right.
They got to come over here, lose an hour, and then, you know, that might be a good thing. Like I said, hopefully we go to game seven. And, man, thanks for taking a phone call.
You betcha.
And I will not be a stranger. I will keep calling back.
So that's what I like, Corey. Yep, spread the word. Tell everybody you know. Take care, buddy. Thanks. I'm serious here. Y'all got to tell people, man, because if we got nobody listening, we're going to go poof again. We got to have a lot of listeners. We got to build this thing up. We need advertisers. We need everything to build this thing up. It's going to be the little engine that could. Right? Just like we were in 2005 when we started this thing. Went from a religious format, literally with nobody listening, and had to build that thing up over the course of time, and we were able to. And now we're back at square one, just like I was back here in 2005, and we're going to do it again. And I think we have a chance to make it even bigger than it was before with all of your help and support. Without it, then it's not going to happen. So, got to have your help and support, and appreciate everybody that is willing to do so. He brought up injuries. Doc Rivers last night was asked after the game about Lillard, about Giannis, and the fact that they stretched this thing out to six games now, and if that means anything as far as their availability goes and as far as being able to play. Here is how it went.
How does winning this game and getting a couple extra days for game six just affect the injury timelines, Giannis and Dame? Is there a chance that is extending this series that you guys, you know, hope to get them on the floor?
I don't know how to answer that. I know. I hope. I think they're very, very, very close.
First thing, the amount of dead air or Doc not talking between the question being asked and the question being answered, very telling. Very telling. Anytime that happens in a press conference with anybody, it could be the president, it could be a school board meeting, it could be, you know, Pat Murphy of the Brewers, Doc here, whatever. Anytime there is a lot of silence between a question being asked and an answer being given, that means the person answering is being very careful not to give away certain information and making very certain to say things correctly, so that they don't get in trouble with their bosses or whatever else, or don't let the cat out of the bag about something else that's about to happen. So when there was that dead air, I was like, ooh, okay, this could be good. And then when he said that they are very, very, very close, I got very, very, very excited when I heard that. Charlie and I were talking about this yesterday, and Charlie agrees with me. anytime you're growing up as a kid and your mom and dad answer you with, yeah, we might do something, to me, that always meant probably not happening. It's probably just not going to happen. But if they said, yeah, there's a very good chance we'll probably do that, then you're like, all right, this is going down. We're going to get to do this. So when he says very three times, not one time, not two times, but three times, I feel pretty good that somebody's playing tomorrow. Somebody's playing. I don't know if it's Giannis. I don't know if it's Lillard. You know, Doc went on to talk about the fact that Lillard hasn't done any on-court work yet. And they're supposed to have a workout today, and I think they were taking off at noon today from the airport. I believe it's what the rally time was the Bucks sent out to send off the team to Indiana. So if I was a guessing man, I would guess if either of the two play, it's going to be Giannis. That would be my guess. I will further say this. If Lillard goes through his workout today, hey, check Eric Name's account. Make sure we aren't have missed something. But if Lillard goes through his workout and he looks at Doc and goes, I can play, but I still don't have any explosion in that leg, I'm not playing him. He's not playing. You can sit down and watch, and you're not playing. I need you to be able to go. If you can't do that, then I'm not putting you out there and possibly further risking the Achilles because you have no explosion out of your leg where the Achilles issue is. So then there's no chance I'm playing him. Giannis is the one that I think probably has the better chance of the two of playing because he's been out for a couple of weeks now. And if you start looking at timelines of how long he's supposed to be out with the injury that they claim he has, which is the same one Porzingis just got in Boston, he should be back. Like, he should be playing. Unless it is worse than they're telling us, and we don't know. But if I was going to guess which one has a chance of playing, I would say Giannis because, as Charlie and I talked about, he's been doing on-court work. He's been shooting. He's been doing running. He's been doing stuff like that. Now, I don't believe he's done any 4-on-4, 5-on-5 type practice deals that I've seen. But he's been doing other stuff on the court, where apparently Lillard has done nothing. So of the two, I think Giannis probably has the better chance of playing. I'll take it a step farther. If Giannis plays, they can win this series. They can definitely win this series. As I didn't think they'd win last night. I thought the series was over. We'd be sitting talking about a wrap-up and, you know, out they go. Injuries killed them, and that's the end of it. We'll talk to you in free agency in the draft coming up at the end of June and early July. But now that you pulled it off, and now the Doc says, oh, they're really, really close. If Giannis plays, and he looks like Giannis, not a shell of himself, but looks like the guy, they haven't stopped him all year. They haven't stopped him all year. I'm going to take a time out. When I come back on the other side of this, I'm going to go over his numbers against Indiana this year, in case you don't know. They have not played Giannis since they got Siakam. Now, Siakam and Giannis played each other a bunch when Siakam was with Toronto. But that does not mean much as far as from a scheming standpoint of how Indiana wants to play Giannis. They have not had a scheme for Giannis this entire postseason. So, if they say he's playing and they're coming off of that ugly-looking game, and now you got to get ready for an MVP guy in Giannis? Bad. If you're an Indiana Pacers fan, and apparently there are some of you that live in Milwaukee, so bad for you if Giannis plays. Bad. Very good. The Farmer's dog food. Very, 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 very good. According to my dog Finn, of course, who I can understand his barks when he talks about how happy he is with his dog food. Get 50% off your first box by simply going to thefarmersdog.com/radio. Just like that. Last night, again, had a different flavor of food last night. Opened up a new package. Cut off the top. It was beef this time. Put that in. I was like, well, let's see if he likes this flavor. Because he liked the first flavor that I gave him. Let's see if he likes this. Man. Not only did he eat it up, I think he belched after he was all done and kind of like smiled at me. Like, that was good. Got some more. But it is, I'm telling you, I've been feeding his dog the same type of dog food kind of this entire time. Never had the reaction I get until I got this Farmer's Dog food. I'm not. Healthy, fresh, and apparently delicious based on how much she eats of it. Well, clearly, it's delicious. And then on top of that, you talk about the snacks that come with it and so forth. It is awesome. It's the best option for dogs at all life stages. It's not kibble. It's not canned goo. It's real food. Farmer's Dog isn't just higher quality food. They also send the food pre-proportioned. And that's part of the deal. When you sign up at the Farmer's Dog website, farmersdog.com/radio, they're going to ask you, right? Your dog's name. How old is your dog? How big is your dog? What breed of dog is it? Is he an active dog? They're going to ask all these questions. And you're going to be thinking to yourself, man, why do I got to answer all these? Because they're essentially setting up your dog's diet of what fits based on the information you give them. And then they send you out so much food to cover so many days. Comes in a big brown box. It's got like freezer packs and stuff in it. You take a majority of it, put it in the freezer. You take one out, you de-thaw it in the refrigerator over the course of a day or whatever. And then, you know, you give them the pre-portioned sizes that they recommend to your dog each day. And your dog will love you more than they've ever loved you before. They'll be clicking at your heels as you walk around the house like Finn is for me. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/radio. Let the Farmer's Dog know we sent you. Click radio after you sign up for your first box. I'll continue to talk about the Milwaukee Bucks. Moreno, Southside, is he a believer? Are you a believer still in this Milwaukee Bucks team? Because let's be honest, most of us weren't prior to last night's game. 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. And don't forget about Facebook. Chicago Charlie's there. He'll interact with you on Facebook. He'll read your Facebook posts for 1250 AM The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Hey, we'll hook you up.
face, 20.
Give me that.
Connaughton with a monster block and an exclamation point to end the third. Bucks up against it one more quarter to punch their ticket to game six.
Even Pat Connaughton did something. Even Pat Connaughton, who's been the farthest thing from playoff Pat this entire series. Even Connaughton got going. I really shouldn't say going. But he hit a basket. It's nice. Something, right? But that's what you're looking for. You're looking for your role players to do something. All right, like courtesy of Bally Sports Wisconsin. It is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Chicago Charlie, who got a big whole welcome today in our staff meeting. It was a whole big deal. They had his picture up on the screen, all this different stuff. And then when he talked, all the ladies in the room were like, ooh, listen to his voice. Man, oh man, did you had him eating right out of the palm of your hand, Chicago Charlie.
It was fun getting to meet everybody. I haven't got to meet a lot of people at the station or around the station a lot yet, so it was nice to get to talk to everybody.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, and put on a nice little spread, and yeah, it was fun. It was good. They had a paper, rock, scissors tournament at the start of the meeting. First meeting I've ever been in that I had a paper, rock, scissors tournament, and immediately I got taken out by Charlie in the very first round. Out I went. Charlie made it to the next person, then out he went, and that was the end of both of us representing WSSP in the paper, rock, scissors tournament. But it was fun. Bucks get the win last night over the Indiana Pacers. Game six now tomorrow night, 5:30 tip time for that one in Indiana. Immediately following the final buzzer, you make the switch to 1250 AM The Fan for the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show served up by Wendy's. Asking you, are you a believer? Are you a believer in this Milwaukee Bucks basketball team now after that game last night? Have you changed your opinion? Have you changed your mind that these guys are for real and think now that maybe, just maybe, they could steal this series? Corey, Southside, you're next on Wisconsin Sports Daily. What's up, Corey?
Hey, how you doing, Sparky? Man, it's great to be back on the radio calling in. It's great to hear your voice again. I know you've been back for a little bit, but it's my first time calling back.
Spread the word, Corey. We got to tell everybody so we can keep this thing going.
Oh, man. I love hearing you guys back on the radio, man, talking Wisconsin Sports, man. I love it. I was at the game last night, and when Brook Lopez came out, man, I mean, that set the tone. But I remember you talking earlier, my favorite moment of the game is where Malik Beasley goes up for that layup, goes straight at Haliburton, and then, I call him Haliburton, sorry.
That's okay.
he goes up and he flexes on him, and, you know, he gives him the, you know, flexing, pointing at his muscles and everything like that. That was my favorite moment of the game. And there was a point in the third quarter when we went on like a little second run and Indiana was forced to call a timeout. I had these loud, drunk, belligerent, young Pacer fans behind me.
Ugh.
And I turn around and I say, you guys coming back for game seven? And they're like, yeah, we live down the road, so we'll probably be here.
Pacers fans that live here? What?
I don't know if they're like college kids or something. Maybe they go to Marquette.
Could
but
be.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure, but man, I got caught up in a moment. I got caught up in a moment, and I turned around and I said, you guys coming back for game seven? And they said they were going to. So that right there, when you ask, do the Bucks make you a believer? Do they make you think that maybe, just maybe, they could come back and win the series? My answer is absolutely yes, but I just got to control my emotions, because I've seen this movie before where a team makes us believe that, you know, we can win a championship, or we can get there, or we can get to the finals, or we can go to the Super Bowl or whatever, and then we get our hearts crushed. You know what I mean? But so I'm not going to ride the high too high, and I'm not going to ride the low too low. I know what's ahead of us coming Thursday night. It is going to be a mountain to climb. We had a mountain to climb coming into last night. We started climbing the mountain. We got a long way to go. And, man, I'd see it really hard to do without either Giannis or Dame. And I'm hoping to get some good news from these injuries reports coming up with the next couple of days. It's going to be really tough, man. Hopefully I'll go to game seven, and we'll see what happens. Like I said, I love that you're back on the radio. We miss you.
Well, Corey,
loves you.
I appreciate all the love that you're giving. I will tell you, I got the little spreadsheet from the NBA last night. If the Knicks and Sixers go to game seven and the Bucks and Pacers go to game seven, It's going to be Saturday, but they already have the Knicks and Pacers in that first time slot at 6, which means that game for the Bucks would be Saturday night late again at either 8:30 or 9 o'clock probably.
Oh, man, that would be awesome because I think, Indiana didn't look comfortable, and I was like, this is a really late start. I know I'm not getting home till midnight, but I was just like, you know what? I was like, maybe that may have something to do with the Bucks, time slots or whatever.
Right.
They got to come over here, lose an hour, and then, that might be a good thing. Like I said, hopefully we go to game 7. Thanks for taking a phone call.
You betcha.
And I will not be a stranger. I will keep calling back.
So that's what I like, Corey. Yep, spread the word. Tell everybody you know. Take care, buddy. Thanks. I'm serious here. Y'all got to tell people, man, because if we got nobody listening, we're going to go poof again. We got to have a lot of listeners. We got to build this thing up. We need advertisers. We need everything to build this thing up. It's going to be the little engine that could, right? Just like we were in 2005 when we started this thing. Went from a religious format, literally with nobody listening, and had to build that thing up over the course of time, and we were able to. And now we're back at square one, just like I was back here in 2005, and we're going to do it again. And I think we have a chance to make it even bigger than it was before. With all of your help and support. Without it, then it's not going to happen. So, got to have your help and support and appreciate everybody that is willing to do so. He brought up injuries. Doc Rivers last night was asked after the game about Lillard, about Giannis, and the fact that they stretched this thing out to 6 games now, and if that means anything as far as their availability goes and as far as being able to play, here is how it went.
How does winning this game and getting a couple extra days for game 6 just affect the injury timelines, Giannis and Dame? Is there a chance that is extending this series that you guys, hope to get them on the floor?
I don't know how to answer that. I know I hope. I think they're very, very, very close.
First thing, the amount of dead air or Doc not talking, between the question being asked and the question being answered, very telling. Very telling. Anytime that happens in a press conference with anybody, it could be the president, it could be a school board meeting, it could be, Pat Murphy of the Brewers, Doc here, whatever. Anytime there is a lot of silence between a question being asked and an answer being given, that means the person answering is being very careful not to give away certain information and making very certain to say things correctly so that they don't get in trouble with their bosses or whatever else, or don't let the cat out of the bag about something else that's about to happen. So when there was that dead air, I was like, ooh, okay, this could be good. And then when he said that they are very, very, very close, I got very, very, very excited when I heard that. Charlie and I were talking about this yesterday, and Charlie agrees with me. Anytime you're growing up as a kid and your mom and dad answer you with, yeah, we might do something, to me, that always meant probably not happening. It's probably just not going to happen. But if they said, yeah, there's a very good chance we'll probably do that, then you're like, all right, this is going down. We're going to get to do this. So when he says very 3 times, not 1 time, not 2 times, but 3 times, I feel pretty good that somebody's playing tomorrow. Somebody's playing. I don't know if it's Giannis. I don't know if it's Lillard. Doc went on to talk about the fact that Lillard hasn't done any on-court work yet. And they're supposed to have a workout today, and I think they were taking off at noon today from the airport. I believe it's what the rally time was the Bucks sent out to send off the team to Indiana. So if I was a guessing man, I would guess if either of the two play, it's going to be Giannis. That would be my guess. I will further say this. If Lillard goes through his workout today, hey, check Eric Name's account. Make sure we haven't missed something. But if Lillard goes through his workout and he looks at Doc and goes, I can play, but I still don't have any explosion in that leg, I'm not playing him. He's not playing. You can sit down and watch, and you're not playing. I need you to be able to go. If you can't do that, then I'm not putting you out there and possibly further risking the Achilles because you have no explosion out of your leg where the Achilles issue is. So then there's no chance I'm playing him. Giannis is the one that I think probably has the better chance of the two of playing because he's been out for a couple of weeks now. And if you start looking at timelines of how long he's supposed to be out with the injury that they claim he has, which is the same one Porzingis just got in Boston, he should be back. Like, he should be playing. Unless it is worse than they're telling us, and we don't know. But if I was going to guess which one has a chance of playing, I would say Giannis because, as Charlie and I talked about, he's been doing encore work. He's been shooting. He's been doing running. He's been doing stuff like that. Now, I don't believe he's done any 4-on-4, 5-on-5 type practice deals that I've seen. But he's been doing other stuff on the court, where apparently Lillard has done nothing. So of the two, I think Giannis probably has the better chance of playing. I'll take it a step farther. If Giannis plays, they can win this series. They can definitely win this series. As I didn't think they'd win last night. I thought the series was over. We'd be sitting talking about a wrap-up and, you know, out they go. Injuries killed them, and that's the end of it. We'll talk to you in free agency in the draft coming up at the end of June and early July. But now that you pulled it off, and now the doc says, oh, they're really, really close. If Giannis plays, and he looks like Giannis, not a shell of himself, but looks like the guy, they haven't stopped him all year. They haven't stopped him all year. I'm going to take a time out. When I come back on the other side of this, I'm going to go over his numbers against Indiana this year in case you don't know. They have not played Giannis since they got Siakam. Now, Siakam and Giannis played each other a bunch when Siakam was with Toronto. But that does not mean much as far as from a scheming standpoint of how Indiana wants to play Giannis. They have not had a scheme for Giannis this entire postseason. So, if they say he's playing and they're coming off of that ugly looking game and now you got to get ready for an MVP guy in Giannis, bad if you're an Indiana Pacers fan. And apparently there are some of you that live in Milwaukee. So bad for you if Giannis plays. Bad. Very good. The Farmer's Dog dog food. Very, 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 very good. According to my dog, Finn, of course, who I can understand his barks when he talks about how happy he is with his dog food. Get 50% off your first box by simply going to thefarmersdog.com/radio. Just like that. Last night, again, had a different flavor of food last night. Opened up a new package. Cut off the top. It was beef this time. Put that in. I was like, well, let's see if he likes this flavor because he liked the first flavor that I gave him. Let's see if he likes this. Man. Not only did he eat it up, I think he belched after he was all done and kind of like smiled at me like, that was good. Got some more. But it is, I'm telling you, I've been feeding his dog the same type of dog food kind of this entire time. Never had the reaction I get until I got this Farmer's Dog dog food. I'm not. Healthy, fresh, and apparently delicious based on how much he eats of it. Well, clearly, it's delicious. And then on top of that, you talk about the snacks that come with it and so forth. It is awesome. It's the best option for dogs at all life stages. It's not kibble. It's not canned goo. It's real food. The Farmer's Dog isn't just higher quality food. They also send the food pre-proportioned. And that's part of the deal. When you sign up at the Farmer's Dog website, farmersdog.com/radio, they're going to ask you, right, your dog's name. How old is your dog? How big is your dog? What breed of dog is it? Is he an active dog? They're going to ask all these questions. And you're going to be thinking to yourself, man, why do I got to answer all these? Because they're essentially setting up your dog's diet of what fits based on the information you give them. And then they send you out so much food to cover so many days. Comes in a big brown box. It's got like freezer packs and stuff in it. You take a majority of it, put it in the freezer. You take one out, you thaw it in the refrigerator over the course of a day or whatever, and then, you know, you give them the pre-portioned sizes that they recommend to your dog each day. And your dog will love you more than they've ever loved you before. They'll be clicking at your heels as you walk around the house like Finn is for me. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/radio. Let the Farmer's Dog know we sent you. Click radio after you sign up for your first box. I'll continue to talk about the Milwaukee Bucks. Moreno, Southside, is he a believer? Are you a believer still in this Milwaukee Bucks team? Because let's be honest, most of us weren't prior to last night's game. 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. And don't forget about Facebook. Chicago Charlie's there. He'll interact with you on Facebook. He'll read your Facebook posts for 1250 AM The Fan. Shows back in play at American Family Field. I am truly amazed how these idiot umps in this series figure out a way to make themselves the story. I just am amazed. We're arguing over the color of a baseball glove, apparently. That is the thing that we're arguing over. He's got a yellow glove out there pitching, Vieira. Last night there was a blue glove. Now there's a yellow glove. So what? Tampa Bay was complaining about the color of the glove being a distraction or something? So stupid. They are absolutely going to ruin the joy any Brewers fan has of watching baseball. If every single game there's got to be some type of dispute or issue with these umpires and the Milwaukee Brewers. What are we at, four games in a row now with some type of problem with the umpires? It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM. The Fancy Sparky Fiverr with you. Chicago Charlie Houston producing the show. Other side of the glass asking you, are you a believer in this Milwaukee Bucks team? It appears, according to Doc Rivers, that Giannis and Damian Lillard are really, really, really close, according to Doc. We'll see what that means, whether or not they actually play tomorrow or not. But are you a believer after what you saw last night? Bucks now down in the series 3-2. Game 6 tomorrow, 5:30 tip time for it. Immediately following that one, the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Probes post-game show served up by Wendy's. Are you a believer? 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. Moreno, Southside, you're next on Wisconsin Sports Daily. What's up, Moreno?
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, before I get into my Bucks feel, I want to say I totally agree with you with the umpires. And that's just a referee thing across all sports. I don't know what's wrong with them. It's like they don't get enough camera time.
NBA is really bad, too. Yeah.
Yes, very, very bad. But, yeah, I actually am a believer. I believe the Bucks have a chance. You just got to, you know, I feel like the series has been coming down to rebounding. You know, I feel like that's going to be a major part of it. Whether we win or lose.
The one thing that's been an issue with this series has been points in the paint. The Bucks have won that now the last couple of nights. Rebounding, they've won that the last couple of games. Fast break points, they beat Indiana significantly in that thing last night. So they have certainly started to turn the corner in categories they were losing early in the series.
Yeah, and I truly believe in the team. You know, and it's the best I've seen Chris play since the championship. So I feel like we have a shot, you know. It all depends on what we're going to get out the role players. I don't know if Dame or Giannis going to play or if that's a good thing to bring them back or not. But I don't know. I just got a feeling we do have a chance.
That's a whole nother conversation about whether or not it's a good idea or not. And you and I are kind of screwed in that factor, Moreno, because we're not the doctors. We don't know exactly, you know, what has to happen for them to pass and get back on the basketball court. Thanks for the call, Moreno. Don't be a stranger. Doc Rivers in that press conference last night pretty much said he doesn't know really what is left for Giannis and Lillard to have to do to pass to get back onto the floor. So based on Doc talking like that makes me believe that he thinks they look fine. That's what it sounds like. And just need the doctors to sign off on putting them back on the floor. As I've stated before, as an organization, and no, it may not be morally correct, so deal with it. But you can slow play somebody coming back, right? A doctor, a trainer. Well, you're almost there. You almost are where you need to be to get back on. But yes, just need a little bit more out of you. You're going to have to miss this game. I'm sorry, Giannis. And you can slow play it.
if that's how you want to play it. Now, if we're going to be straight up about it and the whole deal, then fine. Then tell me the black and white version of what Giannis has to do to get back onto the basketball floor. What does he have to do? Does he got to run and cut for so many minutes without having any issues? Does he have to jump up and down for so many issues? Does he have to push weight or pull weight with his legs? Or what has to happen in order to clear the man? Now, Doc Rivers obviously does not know the answer to that. And I don't blame him for not talking about it. I think he knows. I don't think he wants to talk about it, right? So he just avoids it. Hey, I'm not the doctor, man. I have no idea. When they say he can play, he's going to play. That's all I know. And that way he stays out of the fray, one way or the other. But I would have to imagine behind closed doors, Doc Rivers is going, what more does he have to do to get on the floor? Like, what does he have to do? So Giannis knows what he has to do. And if he does this, he's cleared and he's back on the floor. But the concern, obviously, is what happened to Kevin Durant. You do not want a long-term Achilles injury that costs you all of next season because you came back too soon in a series. And I would think that is a legitimate concern in that organization of, is it worth it to play him in this series versus just not and having him for next season for certain? And now you have a similar situation with Damian Lillard. I think that's where this all comes down to. And that's why I was so excited when Doc starts talking about really, really close. Three reallys. When he did that, that was the first time, right, Charlie? He hasn't said anything even remotely close to that in any of these pressers about Giannis.
Every single one he says, I don't go talk to the trainers. I just let them do their thing and I sit it out. So this is the first time he's made a comment on it, yeah.
And it was extremely positive comment. He started giving me three reallys. That's good. So now, I'll tell you what I'm looking for. Did you find anything? Did you see anything on Eric Name's account from The Athletic?
His most recent tweet, somebody asked him if the Bucks were practicing today, and an hour ago he said, with a quick turnaround and travel, it's an off day for the Bucks today. So okay. No official practices.
That may be, but they did say last night that Lillard was going to get on the court today. So personal workout, whatever the case may be, at some point he's going to get on the floor, and then we'll see. This is how I read it. Tell me if you disagree with me, Charlie. If they list them both as questionable, they're playing. That's how I view it. If they're both doubtful still, then obviously neither one are playing. I don't think they're going to walk on the court tomorrow as listed as doubtful and go play because the Pacers will lose their ever-loving mind if that happens. But I do think if they upgrade them to questionable, I think one or both play in that game.
Yeah, I feel like only one of them is playing tomorrow.
I think it's Giannis. If you were to ask me which one I thought was going to play, I think it's Giannis, Charlie.
Yeah, I'd go with Giannis too. I don't think Dame has shown anything or we've heard anything so far that says he's ready to go again. Everything we've heard about Giannis just says he keeps getting closer and closer every day. I think if he goes out there as questionable, he has to play. After that last game, you can see you can win the series still. I think somebody's got to go out there out of those two, and I think Giannis is going to be the guy to do it.
Yeah, and I think that's just it right now as far as where you are in this series and if he comes back. If Lillard plays, I think, if there's no Giannis and Lillard, I think it's still a coin flip series. Because I've seen Lillard with these guys, and they were losing. So, I still think that's a coin flip. If it's Giannis against them, then I think it's totally different. Totally different than in the past. I told you before, I was going to give you some numbers for Giannis against the Indiana Pacers, and kind of giving you an idea of kind of what this whole thing looks like, okay, against the Pacers. If we go back to their first meeting between the two teams, a game in which the Pacers beat the Bucks, Giannis had 54 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists, 19 to 25 from the field, 16 of 18 from the line, and 8 turnovers in 36 minutes of action. So 54 points. That was November 9th. Now let's go to December 7th for the next game with Giannis in that one. 37 points, 10 boards, 2 assists, 2 blocks, 13 of 19 from the field, 11 of 13 from the field in 41 minutes. Those are two pretty good games, I'd say, Charlie. Right? You're with me? Okay. 6 days later, December 13th, they go at it again. The Bucks win this one, 140-26. And in this game, Giannis has 64 points in that game, 14 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 steals, a block, 20 of 28 from the field, 24 of 32 from the free throw line. The man attempted 32 free throws in that game, 4 turnovers, and we remember what happened after, right? The whole, they took my game ball, and we go running up into the thing, and Carlisle claims his GM got hurt because one of the Bucks players elbowed him, and yada, 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 and it was a whole big thing after that. So 64 points. So you've had two games over 50, one game over 60. Now they come back and they play on New Year's Day. A Bucks loss, 122-113. So what did Giannis do in that game? 30 points, 18 boards, 11 assists. Just a triple-double. 1 steal, 2 blocks, 11 of 20, 8 of 11 from the line. And the last meeting that Giannis got to play against them, they got hammered by the Pacers, 142-130. Are you noticing the high scores? That's because Adrian Griffin was coaching these teams. And I'm telling you that you've seen the Bucks keep the Pacers under 100 twice in this series, both victories. So we can say, oh, Doc's not that good, and they should have kept Adrian Griffin. That's a national mantra. They don't know what they're talking about. And that's just not true. Doc's defense is definitely playing at a much better level than what it was under Adrian Griffin. Like, it's not even debatable. In that game, Giannis, not as much. 36 minutes, 26 points, 11 boards, 8 assists, 3 steals, 8 of 13 from the floor, 9 of 13 from the free throw line. 3 turnovers and 1 of 2 from 3-point range. So didn't score as much in that game. That last game held him to 26 points. But Charlie, if Giannis is playing in the game is completely different. Like, if I was a Pacers fan, I would be very concerned that we're going to lose this series. As soon as I hear he's back and playing, and you've got to win a game, and if you don't win game 6 in Indiana, you got to go to Milwaukee on Saturday night? Again, if I'm a Pacers fan, if we don't win in Indiana, it's over. Because you're not beating them probably in Milwaukee in Game 7.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing out of all those stats that you just read off is that the free throw numbers.
Huge.
The Pacers were already hacking the Bucks last night all game when they got frustrated or confused. And they're going to do that double when Giannis is on the floor. That's going to kill the Pacers just by that. Even if Giannis isn't even having his best game, if he has his worst game out of those four again on tomorrow night, it's still going to end up being a good game. That worst game was almost a triple-double.
Yes, correct. His worst game, 26-11-8, was almost a triple-double. And he only took 13 shots in that game. That's all he didn't take 20 shots and only had that much. He was 8 of 13. The other thing about these numbers are, he's very efficient against them. I mean, he's very efficient against everybody, if we're being honest. But he's really efficient against them. And that is something that you definitely, I think, have to keep an eye on kind of going forward in this thing. Are you a believer in this Milwaukee Bucks basketball team? Charlie, are you a believer with Giannis versus with Lillard and no Giannis versus with Giannis and Lillard versus with no Giannis and no Lillard? You answer all those questions. Go ahead.
With Giannis and Lillard, I think this team can be a championship team. Without Giannis, no. I think with just Lillard, again, like you said earlier, they've shown they can't win games in this series without just Giannis. With just Giannis and no Lillard, I think they can for sure be favorites in this series, and I can believe in them in this series. I don't know about beyond this series. And then without both of them, I got no faith in this team beyond this series.
Okay, hold on a second. So you think, let me go back. If Giannis and Lillard are healthy, how far do you think they go?
That's a championship team right there.
Championship team!
They go to the finals.
Ho, ho, ho! Okay, then. You think it's a finals team?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I think the Celtics have shown weaknesses, and they were my biggest threat in the East to the Bucks going into this playoffs, and I think so far in this playoffs they've shown that there's parts of their game that just won't work. They're playing probably the worst team in the playoffs right now in that Heat, and the Heat are giving them issues sometimes here. So,
and they lost Porzingis.
Mm-hmm.
Now Porzingis will probably be back before the Eastern Conference Finals if the Bucks were to get that far in the playoffs, but that is a huge loss for them because they don't have anybody like Porzingis in the middle. They just don't. Now, this Bucks team, on the other hand, you look at this next round, if they were to get to that point, Philadelphia or New York, Maxey is scary good again. I mean, that dude last night, that three-point shot that he hit from, like, I don't know how far away that thing was. It was beyond logo. It was super stupid far. Pulled up and hit it. He had over 40 points last night, damn near 50, and Embiid didn't really play all that great last night. Again, I'm telling you, that dude is still hurt. He's playing through it. But I'm telling you, he is. There is no way, if you watch him play, that you think he's healthy. There is no chance that dude's healthy. So, I don't mind dealing with Philly, because he doesn't look right. I'll take my chances with Philly. With New York, I don't think they have enough offense to compete with the Bucks. That's where I struggle. No Julius Randle. Okay. Well, DiVincenzo, we look at our price picks. That was wrong. We had more than 12, and he got like 9. So you can't count on that dude to score. Brunson's going to get his for certain. I just don't think they have enough offense. I don't think New York has enough offense to beat the Bucks. And even if you look at Philadelphia, once you get past Maxey and Embiid to a degree, I still don't know if they have an offense to beat Milwaukee in the next round.
Yeah. I mean, looking at this Knicks roster, their next two best scorers are OG Anunoby and Josh Hart, who both aren't scorers.
Ananobi's a defensive player for sure.
And Josh Hart, you could consider a defensive player.
He damn near airballed that first free throw last night. And the second free throw that gave him the 3-point lead bounced up in the air like twice before it fell in. You want to talk about a choke job? He almost choked it so bad he missed the whole thing when he was shooting that free throw. And that's a lot of pressure. Like, I'm not trying to make fun of the dude, because there's a lot of pressure when you're in that situation. Some guys are better in that situation than others. And he was in high leverage situations, I'm sure, at Villanova and so forth when he was in college. But in the playoffs, in that arena, with that surrounding going on, yeah. So, sometimes you can't handle the pressure as much as others. Wasn't a concern for Maxey, mind you, but it was there. And the Sixers hold on, and now we both get a game six, and then both game sevens again would be Saturday. Milwaukee's game on Saturday looks like, based on what I'm seeing, if there is a game seven with Philly and New York and Milwaukee and Indiana looks like would be the second game on TNT, which would probably be an 8:30 or 9 o'clock start locally on Saturday night, which is good because the majority of us don't work on Sunday. So you can go to the game, maybe go out and have a couple beverages before the game, have a nice sit-down dinner somewhere, right? Head over to the game, and then when the game is done, go home and call it a night. And maybe be talking about going on and playing a second-round matchup. That also is a positive because the second-round matchup starts Monday. So you get the winner of that Knicks-Sixers series at home on Monday at Fiserv Forum. You don't have to get on a plane to go fly somewhere else to go play the second round. They have to get on a plane to come see you on Sunday, and then that series starts on Monday, May 6th. That's advantage Milwaukee Bucks as well. Another positive when we're looking at this whole thing. All right, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back top of the hour. We're going to switch gears here. Talk about the Milwaukee Brewers. That game is done. The Brewers won today 7-1 over the Tampa Bay Rays. We have got to talk about this fiasco that happened last night that resulted in all kinds of suspensions for the Milwaukee Brewers. And I want to get your thoughts on what you saw last night, your thoughts on what you saw the night before, your thoughts on this umpiring crew in this series against the Brewers. Because I feel like we all need to vent about this umpiring crew. I think we all just need to get it off our chests and let these dudes have it. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. You can also tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. Facebook is there as well. Back after this, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.